Well, Jill, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
On Election Day, voters in Snowmass chose Marky Butler as their mayor and two newcomers, Bob Circus and Bill Madsen, to sit on the town council. What do these choices say about, you know, what citizens would like to see on that board?
Well, you know, I think people vote for a lot of different reasons. I think Marky Butler has always had a lot of support in the community. But this year, there were a couple issues that most residents would say influenced their decisions, and those were finishing the Bays Village project and, you know, fixing some problems with the dynamics on town council right now. We've got kind of two groups of council members who don't get along on certain issues, and people are kind of tired of that. You know, I also heard from a lot of people that they wanted to see change on council, and I think that that's why the newcomers won the council race.
And Marky Butler is not a newcomer, right? She has been sitting on council.
Right.
Why do you think she was voted into that mayor seat?
You know, I think the three candidates for mayor all were either current council members or former council members. So I think that's part of it. But then also, a lot of people just really saw Marky as the candidate to move Bays Village forward, based on the way she's voted on Bays Village applications this year.
You know, Bays Village is a big project the new board will deal with. How might this new town council shape the way Snowmass Village is developed in the future?
Well, they'll have a lot of big decisions to make. You know, it sort of is up to the developer what they want to propose. The council doesn't really dictate how the development comes together, but they do determine a lot of, you know, the community impacts that the development will cause. And they have the power to encourage the progress or to discourage it, to slow it down.
So you mentioned the tension on the town council. You know, what did you hear from community members about that discord?
You know, I think it's off-putting for people who attend council meetings to, you know, because they want to voice their opinion on something when they don't feel like their elected officials are listening, and when they feel like their elected officials are caught up in their own petty disputes. They don't feel like they're listening. They don't feel like they're actually keeping the community's best interests in mind. They think they have their own agendas. You know, some of those meetings, I don't know if this is really based on the council arguing, but, you know, some people feel like the council will have a long discussion and they don't ask the public to comment early on enough. So people have to leave to get to other engagements. And I think a lot of people are very involved in Snowmass and they just don't like to see this being the reflection of their community.
Well, Jill, thank you.
Thank you, Marcy. Thanks for having me.